gift card to the Handlebar Tap House, which I have not made out to yet.
That's what you'll be hearing all the time after listening to Savage Love Woman. And joining back today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Savage Love. I'm your host, Jack Savage, and today I will be joined by expert on dating, Grant Balzer.
What's good, guys?
And Carter Vance, who's actually a four-time Bachelorette winner.
Hello.
So, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, not to brag, but I have a PhD from Harvard in human psychology, so I know my way around ladies.
And I, for one, as a good friend Jack Savage here mentioned, he said that I was a four-time Bachelorette winner of the Russian Bachelorette show. So.
Okay. So to get us started, our first talking point is how to talk to women. And this was actually from a letter from Wesley Buse.
Yes, and this letter came from a direct quote and was sent by a friend of his, actually, who's concerned for his health. And he just sent it in and it just says, how do you talk to women?
So I'm going to take that one. So really what you got to do is you just got to throw yourselves at all these girls that you like. You got to buy them flowers all the time. You got to like wear tons of cologne. That's really where you it's at.
Oh, yeah.
The smellier, the better. Like, yeah. Honestly, you want them so that if they ever smell that, they instantly think of your name.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Also, yeah. you got to get a perm and you got to wear lots of chains and sag your pants, too.
Yeah, the lower your pants are, the better. You also got to worship the ground that they walk on. That's the best thing.
And then I'd also just say, talking to women, you want to be as sarcastic as you can. One unnamed person, a good friend of mine, he just kind of mentioned how girls kind of found his sarcasm hilarious. Mm-hmm. And that, I feel like that brings up a good point, because girls often find sarcasm just absolutely hilarious. In Russia, during the first season of my Bachelorette career, everyone was vying after one girl, Ingrid, and she was a very beautiful girl. And honestly, going into that first season, I did not think I could win this. However, I decided to go with a very sarcastic strategy, like I was talking about before. And because of this, I was just able to make her fall in love with me, really. I don't even know how. Maybe our psychologist friend can help us out with that later. But sarcasm is really what led me to it. And I don't know, Grant, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so actually, sarcasm is just saying the opposite of what you mean. And it just lights up the girl's frontal cortex, which leads to love. So being as sarcastic as you can really just makes them want you so much more. And it really leads to, in the end, getting the girl.
Mm-hmm. And not only getting the girl, I should add that Ingrid, by the end of this, didn't want anything to do with the other men. She only really wanted me. That's why I was a clear winner of that show.
Yeah, just making a girl laugh and like being sarcastic, it's the only way to get rid of all your competitors and take the victory.
Also, another way is to find common ground. When you find common ground with a girl, you're both in agreement, and it just really spices things up, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Jack, with the common ground. After things with Ingrid and I kind of fell apart after my first season on The Bachelorette, I started vying for another girl's attention. Her name was Irina. And Irina, we were kind of just talking, and I just mentioned my passion and my interest in igloos, and little did I know that she actually had lived in an igloo for 7 years, and she lived there with the two pet bears. And because of this, we were able to just talk and talk and talk. And it got to the point where we needed to go on a second date. We kept on dating for a while, and that relationship lasted a solid 6 months, and it was a really healthy relationship. And it was all because of that common ground.
Yeah, it's crazy just what common ground can get you in a relationship. And it's definitely helping, like, when you just first start out with a crush, just trying to say, like, crazy things just to figure out what you guys have in common. Because, like, what Carter said, igloos, you wouldn't really think it, but it ended up giving him the chance to get with Irene.
All right, so that brings us to our next talking point, which is how to dress to get the woman. Today we're actually joined by a special guest, our number one chromie, Anders. So, Anders, from experience, how do you dress to get the ladies?
So what I do is I dress like a homeless person. Women find homeless people so attractive. How they smell, how they look, how baggy their jeans are. Their trash bag shirts, very sexy. So I would recommend it just to every boy, just to wear the trashiest clothes you can find. Even if you don't have clothes, you could just go anywhere and you will look like a babe no matter what you're wearing. So usually my outfits consist of vests, baggy stuff, trash bags. You know, it's really just what I can find in my closet. I'm not too rich, so I don't have that much items in my closet. So I usually just stick with the classic jeans. I've been told Hawkeye pants. They're just khakis, but homeless people usually don't wear those, so I wouldn't recommend them.
So, Anders, I'm wondering about where you get all of these clothes, because you can't exactly find these type of clothes in, like, Walmart and Target.
So. No, you cannot. So my plan is actually you go down to downtown Grand Junction, and there's just so many homeless people there that you could just see their shopping carts with all their valuables. And really what I do is I just go up to the shopping carts and take their clothes, because – I find it so attractive of what they look like and their style. So I take their clothes and I practically steal from them. And I know they're homeless and they don't have that much money, but I think they'd be grateful because they're letting me pull the babes and not them. So yeah, that's how I get my clothes.
It's an absurd thing that I don't think.
No, it's actually very useful.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I don't spend any money.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're just helping them because they can't support themselves,
yeah,
or another person.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you just gotta
exactly
help them.
That's
out
the whole point.
Absolutely.
See, it's part of the Community Service Project of Anders. Steal from the homeless.
Get the bags.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. So, Anders, this is definitely a new and unique fashion trend. So, what kind of was the inspiration for this?
So, I was actually just walking through downtown Grand Junction, and I saw these cop cars pull up with their flashing lights, you know? And this woman with all these badges and, like, this gun pulled up this homeless man and put him in the car. And I was like, I wish I had that power. That man is slaying the woman, catching him by a hook. Because he didn't do anything. She just picked him up,
mm-hmm,
and, like, put him in the car. And I was like, I want that power.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I'm going to dress and smell like homeless people.
Yeah, you're pulling without even trying. Really.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been trying to utilize the smell of homeless people, because I feel like that's really the hitting point for ladies, is they really like the smell of the homeless people. So in the morning, at night I take a shower, and then in the morning I rub trash all over my body, and it actually, like, makes me smell very disgusting. But I think the ladies like it because I've just been seeing all these homeless people getting taken by all these women just in the cop cars, and I'm just so impressed. And this guy's just a slayer. So, yeah, that's why I would recommend.
Absolutely. All right, I think that wraps it up for that segment. Now it's time for a commercial break.
Sleep Forever, the best and most reliable drug that makes you sleep no matter the condition. You can sleep practically anywhere, on the floor, on the table, and most consumers use it in a place that you find comfortable. It knocks you out with one pill. The main ingredient is trioxymethane, the same drug used in chloroform infused with a gummy bear. It has Old Spice filament that makes you smell good when you sleep. It also may kill you, so don't take it if you're pregnant.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back. Why don't we just jump on right on in and do our next segment, pickup lines, and are they effective? So we are now joined by special guest Sam Meyer, and Carter is just going to basically read off a bunch of pickup lines, and we're just going to react to them and basically judge how effective we think they'll be. So, Carter?
Alrighty. Sam, you take this first one, all right? First one. Do you like raisins? How
No.
do you feel about a date?
That's a good one. I don't like fruit still, so, okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely useful to do a little bit of research on what they like before you shoot out some pickup lines, because some of these are pretty bad and you can really scare off a lady.
You know, I'm going to go with 9 out of 10 on that one. That one's good. It's smooth. It's not pushing anything. It's not too, you know, it's not too bad.
But
it's
if they don't know what a date is.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, that's true. If you're dating, say, a second grader, then you might want to work on their vocab.
All right, so the next pickup line, one of my favorites, all-time favorites, in fact, is, I'm no photographer, but I can picture us together.
Ooh! That is smooth.
That is smooth. You're like Pablo Picasso out here.
Now, when have you used this, and has it worked?
So, I've only used it on one person in season 3 of The Bachelorette, on a girl named Irina. And it kind of worked. She was into photography, and so she was kind of, once again, it was common ground, you know. And so it kind of, it was a good joke. It wasn't the most effective. I mean, I ended up winning, but at the moment it wasn't the most effective, but she appreciated that I was just using a photography joke.
Very nice.
Alrighty, the next one is, my love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
Wow. What do you have to say about that, Sam?
That is the worst pickup line I've ever heard.
Yeah? Wow. I'm not. I kind of agree with Sam on this one. I don't know if I'd want to go that far for a pickup line, but, you know, whatever works for you.
If that's what they're into, then go for it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, the next one. Your beauty has blinded me, so I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes.
Oh,
that's good. It's like quirky and it's also pretty smart. I mean, you really gotta think about it. That can help you get a lady. Like, the if you can make them think, it'll really help your chances.
Gonna be honest, didn't understand it at first, but I understand it now. It's good.
Well, I'll take that honestly. All right, this last one is a go-to classic. This one, if you ever forget a pickup line, it's the one to go to. You're so beautiful that you made me forget my pickup line. Simple, nice. I think it's a great one.
I'm going to say 3 out of 10.
I think it's too basic, and it's not like...
I have heard it probably 25 times.
No, that's the best one out of them all, because you probably will forget it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It just depends, you know. It's a very good, like, reserve. This is like your last resort, mm-hmm. But I guess. I don't know.
So actually, the psychology behind pickup lines is you're trying to, like, impress the girl, and with that one, it's so basic, there's not really any punch behind it. There's not a punchline.
Fair enough.
And so I just think it doesn't captivate your audience, which is kind of the goal of a pickup line.
Yeah, for sure. Now this next one is one for kind of online gaming, in a sense. That's kind of the inspiration behind it almost, and it's a pretty classic one, but it's a great one. It's a simple one. Are you a Minecraft fence? Because I just can't get over you.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, because I do have a Minecraft girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever met this Minecraft girlfriend in real life, Sam?
No, I have not.
Are you hoping to do so one day?
No, we just play Minecraft.
All right.
It's a healthy relationship.
All right, so for this segment, we're actually joined by Mr. Ray. So, Mr. Ray, how do you think you should keep a healthy relationship?
Well, I don't know if I'm like the person to give great advice on that, but because I'm not like married or anything. But I think communication is good. I think you both got to be smoking hot, or at least on the same level of physical attraction.
Mr. Ray, did you say smoking pot or smoking hot?
I believe I said smoking hot.
Okay, because I've experienced both of those actually in relationships, and one definitely works better than the other. Continue.
Okay. Interesting. What about continue with what? Smoking pot or relationships?
Okay, new question. So say you did get in a relationship, what would be something that like could kill the relationship that you could do that you'd want to try and prevent?
If like maybe one of the people in the relationship is like a bad cook, that could be a huge problem.
I mean, sorry, but excuse me for saying this, but I personally like bad cooks because it makes us, we can go to McDonald's so much more. And in Russia, that was the number one restaurant of all time. McDonald's is just the greatest. It was the most romantic place you could go to.
That candlelight dinner during rush hour with a long line. I mean, what more could you want?
Doesn't really get any better than that, does it? Alrighty. Well, I think that's good for Mr. Ray. Which brings us to our next segment, Marfins. How does it affect your attractiveness and your relationships?
So, Carter, we understand that you actually have Marfan's. What actually is that? Because the listeners want to know.
So, Marfan's is a genetic disorder that really just makes my bones grow excessively. And basically, that just means I have a really long arms, and I'm really tall, and I have really long legs, like, and really long fingers as well. And that's really the big thing. Like, I am just a lot taller than normal.
So do you feel that Marfan's has helped you improve your overall attractiveness to women?
I attribute my season 4 win of The Bachelorette with Anastasia to Marfan's.
And especially like having really long appendages, how has that affected you?
Well, I mean, I feel like a monkey sometimes, and everyone thinks monkeys are cute and hot, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's all we need. All
righty. So our next segment, what sports should you play if you want to get all the girls? All right, so to start us off, Grant, what do you think is the most attractive sport you can play if you want to get the ladies?
So I actually think checkers is one of the most attractive sports. Although they have really nice clothes, which, like Andrew said, is not where it's at, everything else about that sport is just amazing. The way the competitive just jumping over each other's little circles, I mean, what more could you ever want?
Yeah, that, and I think it's also a pretty simple game, too. Like, it's not very complicated. You can kind of play checkers wherever the heck you want. It's all good.
It's very physically demanding, though. So usually, is because you're usually in really good shape. You know, you got lots of muscles and also lots of brains. I think that's what girls love. Also, I was going to go a different route with underwater basket weaving. You know, it's a sport that I grew up playing, and it's just very – very complex, unlike checkers, and it's just, I don't know, it's just really attractive.
I mean, I'll agree that it's a very attractive thing to do, but I don't even know, was it competitive underwater basketball?
Oh, yeah, like nationals.
Okay,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I would have chose that one. That's a really good one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the top sports out there.
Yeah, and I don't know, I just... What do you think makes it so attractive, though?
I think it's that you have your shirt off, and... that your hands, like you're doing all sorts of things at once. So your hands are keeping you above water, and your toes are actually doing the weaving. And all around, it's just a beautiful thing to look at.
The toe one, that's a unique strategy, don't you think?
Like, yeah, but it actually helped me win nationals, and I went on to do this in the Olympics actually, but then I got injured from. Lots of toe cramps, so that ended my career, unfortunately.
Yeah, and just like how long you have to hold your breath really shows the stamina that you have to have. It really shows that you can pull your weight in the relationship.
So Jack, do you think there's a correspondence to the athletic toe bit and how attractive underwater basket weaving is?
Absolutely. You know, I, for example, have really athletic toes, just all around, just delicious toes, and I think from my experience, the ladies just love those, you know?
Yeah, and just like the huge toe muscles that you have really fuels the girls' cravings toward your feet.
So I have another question for you, Carter. Do you think there is a unattractive sport that you can play, like if you're trying to avoid the female gender?
That's a good question, you know? I will say... In Russia, the most attractive sport by far was bear wrestling. So I'm just going to go for the farthest away from bear wrestling, and I got to say baseball. Like, I asked a lot of women what sport was the most attractive. Some of them said baseball, and obviously, I don't even know, but obviously they are not all well in the mind. I don't know, it's just... I mean, I come from, like, Russia, too, and so I have maybe a bit of a bias, but baseball, like, there's not even that much athleticism, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can just sit in the dugout and just drink vodka all day, and it's just not – it doesn't require as much athleticism, and it's not as physically demanding.
Yeah, and you really – unlike basket weaving, you don't have those toe muscles, which really is lacking. That's why no one likes the – people that play baseball, it's really just not where it's at. So
and
guys,
they wear shoes.
Yeah, shoes.
Oh,
imagine wearing shoes.
It's a nice thing about checkers. You don't have to wear shoes there.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And
yeah, you have to. That's why checkers, it's a double game. I mean, you play footsie and you play checkers. So there's just that second level. It's just so good.
And sometimes when I actually play checkers, I actually move the pieces with my toes just to really train my toes and get them ready for my next basket weaving competition, you know? All right, so for this last segment to kind of wrap things up, we're actually joined by special guest Piper, who's a rom-com actress. Now, Piper, what is the number one thing you look for in a boy when you first meet them?
The first thing that is the most attractive is definitely a deep voice.
Really?
I have to disagree. I mean, don't you want to date, like, a Mickey Mouse? Like, that high-pitched voice is just so attractive.
I mean, yeah, like, if you think about it, all the people with high-pitched voices are usually very successful.
Jacob Johnson, for example.
Exactly.
He pulls mad game. He pulls mad game.
And he is an incredible rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Mickey Mouse, a CEO of a major company.
I mean, did you see his house? I mean, who wouldn't want to date that?
It's not even a house. It's like a clubhouse, if you will.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
All right, so Piper, I wanted to mention selfies. So what do you think are the key aspects to making a great selfie?
And where is the best place to take a selfie?
I think for sure the best place to take a selfie is definitely the gym. And like the duck face, top notch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, from the gym is just the best, especially like if you're obsessed with the gym and your gym's the personality. I think that's where you want. That's the most attractive thing.
It's good to be honest too. If you like the gym, you like the gym.
Mm-hmm. If you like the gym more than them, you like the
gym
more than them.
Absolutely. If you like ducks more than them, you like ducks more than them.
Mm-hmm.
At least you know they're committed to something.
Absolutely.
That's true. Even if they are committed to the relationship, they're committed to Duckface, and they are committed to the gym. All right, so kind of to wrap everything up, you guys. First thing, play chess. Checkers, not chess. My mistake. That's a huge mistake. Underwater basket weaving and bear wrestling. Best sports to play. How to talk to a woman. Be as sarcastic as possible. The more sarcasm, the better. How to dress to get the babes. As our good friend Anders Storheim told us, our number one chromie, really, he told us to dress like a homeless person. The trashier you look and smell, the better. Pickup lines, are they effective? We kind of agreed that they can be if the right one is used at the right time. And we talked about how Marfans can be attractive and how to have a healthy relationship with Mr. Ray. Do you guys have any other final words of wisdom?
I think that just wraps it up. I mean, just girls really like toes. That's the big thing. So just try and show off your toes, get good toe muscles.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at.
Not just normal toes, but athletic toes.
Yes, I think that's important. Another thing I don't think we've really touched on, but texting first is so important to get the girls. Like, that is one of the most important things. You do that and
oftentimes oftentimes I'll just text them and just send them a really good selfie of me. And I'll
along
just say
with the pickup line.
I'll just say
shirtless pics
do you
too.
No,
I'll say
no,
do
no.
you like me or do you not like me? And you know, it usually works. It's got a I'd say 85% success rate.
Yeah. And that 15% you just don't want.
Yeah.
But I think that's everything, unless you guys have anything else.
That should wrap it up.
All right, then make sure to leave a great review on Savage Love. And we have finally come out with merch, so get your Savage Love t-shirts today.
Thanks for listening, and see you later, Slayers.
Yeah, see you next week. Thanks for having us, Jack.
Yep, thank you so much.